Chapter 30. My brain flew along a lot faster than my feet. Given the heavy snow outside, the first line of retreat the archive would take would be into the Never Never. The spirit world touches on the mortal world at all places and at all times. It gets weird once you realize that totally alien regions of the Never Never might touch upon relatively close points in the real world. Crossing into the Never Never is dangerous unless you know exactly where you're going. I don't use it as a fallback very often at all, but if you've really got your back to the wall, and you have more experience than me at crossing over, you can get a feel for the crossing, and almost always get to someplace relatively benign. I figured it was safe to assume that the archive would be savvy enough to feel comfortable stepping over. In fact, she would have chosen this location for the parley for precisely that reason. The Denarians would know it too, and they didn't want the archive to escape their ambush and come back loaded for bear. They would have prepared countermeasures, much as they had for Marcone. No, scratch that. Exactly the way they had for Marcone, I realized. The huge spell that had been used to tear apart the defenses of the Crime Lord's panic room hadn't simply been a way for the Denarians to secure the bait in this scheme. It had been a field test for their means to cut off the magical energy from a large area and access to the Never Never with it, and to imprison something big at the same time. It was a bear trap, custom designed for Ivy. They were going to spring that monstrous pentagram again. Only this time, I was going to be standing inside it when it happened. Fortunately, the shed was a lot squattier and more stable than Marcone's old apartment building had been, though that didn't mean pieces big enough to kill people wouldn't fall when the beam ripped through the walls. And though a lot of stonework was used, there was still the danger of fire. Fire. In an aquarium. Breathe in the irony. But more important, once that pentagram came up, and it was coming now, I could feel it. A faint stirring of power that slid along the edges of my wizard senses like some huge and hungry snake passing by in the darkness, it was going to shut the building off from the rest of the world, magically speaking. That meant that I wasn't going to be able to draw in any power to use to defend myself, any more than I'd be able to breathe if someone plunged my head underwater. Usually, when you work a spell, you reach out into the environment around you and pull in energy. It flows in from everywhere, from the fabric of life in the whole planet. You don't create a hole in the field of energy we call magic. It all pours in together, levels out instantly, all across the world. But the circle about to go up was going to change that. The relatively tiny area inside the shed would contain only so much energy. Granted, it would be a fairly rich spot. There was a lot of life in the building. And it had hosted a lot of visitors, generating a lot of emotions, especially the energy given off by all those children. But even so, it was a sealed box. And given the number of people present who knew how to use magic, the local supply wasn't going to last long. Try to imagine a knife fight in an airtight phone booth. Lots of heavy breathing and exertion, but not for long. One way or the other, not for long. That was their plan, of course. Without magic to draw upon, I was pretty much just a scrappy guy with a gun, whereas Nicodemus was still a nigh-invincible engine of destruction. For a few seconds, my steps slowed. Put that way, it almost sounded a little crazy of me to be rushing into this. I mean, I was basically opting for a cage match with a collection of demons, and one that I would have to win within a matter of seconds or not at all. And I hadn't been all that impressive against the Denarians when I'd had relatively few constraints on what power I could wield against them. I did some mental math. If the symbol the Denarians were using was approximately the same size as the one at Marcone's place, it would be big enough to encompass only the Oceanarium itself in the pentagram at its center. Murphy and the others, if they had stayed where we'd come in, would probably be safe. More to the point, if they'd stayed where they were, they would have no way to enter the Oceanarium.